right, episode 126. We're back. Episode 126. All right, so we were just about to record, and Rob was about to ask me a question, and I threw out, wait a minute. Is this a podcast?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's about to happen. You were about to ask me a question, and then we thought, hey, let's just record it live. We'll do it live.
Yeah.
All right. And see what happens, right? So what's about to happen? I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Well, the question is, who are you voting for? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, that's very, yeah. Well, let's just jump into controversy.
Let's open up that can of worms.
No. Hey, man, maybe it'll help our subscriptions, you know?
So I guess it depends. Who knows?
Yeah. All
right. No, it is an industry relevant question.
Okay.
And I had lunch with a good friend of mine that I graduated from the University of Georgia with, who shall remain nameless.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs, that's right. Yes, this on the days leading up to the inaugural season for the Dogs.
We already won our game, so we're good.
Yeah. Go Bees.
Yeah. Buzz buzz.
Anyway, having lunch with a good friend of mine, hadn't chatted with in a while.
Okay.
And his oldest child recently graduated from an esteemed university, which shall remain nameless, also, but graduated with an art degree.
Okay. I'm a fan of that. Worked out for me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And is interested in we had an interesting discussion. She got a fine art degree.
Okay.
And he coached her. He suggested, you know, a year or two ago, he said, hey, I think that's great. Like totally support it. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Now fine art, like painting, I'm interrupting, but like how
I believe, I believe fine art.
Okay.
I believe fine art.
Drawing and painting.
And he couldn't be, as parents and children often are, he couldn't be any more different. Yeah. Meaning he's business, mm-hmm. business. He's in the commercial real estate industry. So he's just very, very, very business.
Reminds me of my old neighbor. I can tell that story.
Business driven. So he said to her, he said, hey, I think it's wonderful. Obviously, support everything you're doing. You might want to think about.
I know where this is going.
You know what you might do with a degree like that, and is there something you can minor in potentially?
Okay.
That would help. Dare I say, eventually commoditize that? Right.
Yeah.
What can we do with that?
Yeah. Can we pivot this fine art into commercial art?
Yeah. Or, yeah. How can we support that?
Yeah.
And so she did. She did. I think she got a minor in. It might have been digital, just sort of animation stuff.
Okay.
That she could obviously apply to an industry like ours. Let's say.
Yeah.
So his question to me was, okay, she's done with school. She's interested in animation. Is it a worthwhile endeavor for her to go to art school to get a graduate degree in like animation?
Okay.
That was his question to me.
That's the question. All right.
Yeah, and
you're going to ask me that question.
And I'm also fine to say specifically SCAD.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
I want you to go first, and then I'll tell you what I told her.
Okay, I would love to hear it. I would love to hear the answer to what you said. I can say this because I'm a SCAD grad.
I know.
You know? So here's where the controversy comes in, right? When I went to SCAD many, many moons ago, SCAD was I'm going to start with I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, controversial part of the answer, I guess. When I went to SCAD, it was the most affordable of all of the sort of prestigious art schools, right? And I did not get a degree in a traditional fine art degree. Like there was an opportunity for me to go to RISD, Rhode Island School of Design, but everything leaned a little bit too fine art, you know, and I didn't want to go heavy, heavy illustration, right? I didn't want to be like a children's book illustrator or things like that, right? I wanted to get more of a commercial-based rounded art degree, right, which I could then apply into design or advertising or things like that, right? Now, I do have the benefit of, you know, my dad's a photographer my whole life growing up, so I could see, and I grew up at the dinner table with the intersection of art and commerce, you know? Hey, photography is amazing. Oh, now you have Bridezilla telling you how to take pictures, you know what I mean? Like, and again, I'm painting with a broad brush here, right? Pun intended. But, you know, so when I went to SCAD, I would say it was very, very affordable. I would say that as of now, getting a graduate degree Because she's already gone through a full degree and has done whatever.
Right.
Getting a graduate degree in an art program prior to ever going out in the world and practicing, I would not recommend. That's so.
And also worth noting, you went to SCAD straight out of high school.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So it wasn't like you went to a traditional four-year university and then went to...
Actually, I lied. I graduated high school early, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, so I went to community college.
Okay. So you had some...
Yeah. So I had a year's worth of sort of that general education.
Got it.
Under my belt to figure out, like, what do I want to do with my life? You know what I mean? And then I kind of, you know, it's another story, but, you know, decided graphic design was kind of the plan, right? So, you know, going to graduate school for an art program, I would say, is a total waste of money. There's my controversial statement, especially because there is no extra incentive for earning potential in our industry based on graduate degrees, right? The only
you
thing you're going
to
do.
Start.
Yeah, yeah. You still start at the bottom of the heap.
Yep.
The only thing you can do is you can then teach at a university level with a graduate degree, right? In regards to like BFAs, MFAs, those types of art side of life, right? So you're not going to get additional. It's not like transitioning to the business world where like, oh, I get an MBA, so I have a different tier potentially of earning potential. No, like, this is a trade and you get earning potential based on, you know, like an electrician makes more money at the end of their career than they do at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, like you're just faster, you're better, you have better opportunities, things like that. Right. So the controversial side would be, I would think that a graduate degree in art, having never practiced on a commercial level, is a total waste of money.
Yeah. All right. Well, good news. We're in alignment with our general answers.
Okay.
What I said to him was, I said that I didn't think it. And again, none of this is a knock on SCAD, by the way. Fantastic, great place. They're turning out some great students and some certainly talented folks. SCAD has gotten pretty expensive.
It's expensive now.
SCAD has gotten pretty expensive, like all universities have, many of them have.
Yeah.
So it is expensive. And I think that, you know, in this specific instance, she's already learned. She's already been working on skills. She's taken the animation classes and stuff.
Yeah.
I should also throw in, she's doing a bunch of online stuff at home.
Okay.
Taking courses and do like learning skills and doing the things and doing all of that. And so, yeah, I said, hey, she's already got just sort of a foundation of knowledge. Based on that, hopefully she could get an entry level position somewhere and just start doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think now more than ever, there's on the job training, let's say.
Yeah.
And I think the way that our industry has evolved over the years, in that there are so many smaller shops, there's more opportunity once you do get in the door to work on other things and learn different skill sets.
Yeah. Agreed.
Meaning, hey, we have folks that we hired for
one thing,
and then, we hired them as an art director, and next thing you know, they're becoming a video editor.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So they're getting to touch so many different things.
Yeah.
Hey, so that was my...
We didn't know how to do a four-minute cartoon until we had to do a four-minute cartoon.
Yeah.
And
exactly
it was awesome.
Right.
And it won a gajillion awards, and it was amazing. You know?
So I think... So that was my, and also, too, to your point, like, you got to start at the bottom no matter what in this industry. So having the graduate degree doesn't really buy you anything.
Yeah.
Additional earning potential. So that was my coaching. I think it would be different if you didn't have that undergraduate study and it was, I like art and I'm coming out of high school.
What do I do?
Then go to SCAD. Then go to SCAD to learn the business and learn the art and learn the stuff and then go out and get your job.
Well, let me flip the script and give you a surprise question then really quickly. Do you remember, we don't have to say names or anything, but do you remember any of the colleges that any of our employees have ever gone to that are no longer here? Like,
I remember a dearly departed War Eagle.
Okay, there you go.
But that's really the only one that stands out. So so generally speaking, no, it is not.
Okay, do you remember how many SCAD grads we've had?
I have no idea.
Okay. I mean, because we've had SCAD grads.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, okay.
But also,
to a certain extent, I'm sorry to interrupt, like, it doesn't really matter. It's kind of, do you have the skills to pay the bills? And we are a, you know, hey, the light switch is on, it's time to produce kind of company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, hey, it's time to jam out ideas, it's time to jam out designs, it's time to do production, it's time, you know, like, you have to do the things, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we're a efficient machine that creates things, right? We're not one of those, we sit around and pontificate, you know, for months and months and months on, you know, we're not theory, we're practice, right?
Yeah. And, and you come to us, if you're going to be a creative, you come to us with a portfolio of work that you've done. And
you stole my thunder, but I love it. Yeah.
And that's what we look at. I don't care where you went to school. If you went to school, it makes no difference to me.
Exactly. I probably pay more attention to where the artistic side of life, educational foundation comes from when people are applying for jobs.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think you really pay. I'm making an assumption here, but it's really more about the portfolio and like, hey, is that a good idea? Oh, that's interesting. Why did they solve, you know? And then it's about vibe. Hey, do you fit in here? Are you a normal person? Can you
right.
play with a team and play nicely with others? And then the final hurdle is, hey, when we ask you to do something in a specific amount of time, can you do it? Like when you're doing a trial run here, can you do things, you know? And by the time you get to that point, it doesn't matter where you went to college. You know what I mean? It's, you know, the college is the gateway to a certain, an artistic college is a gateway to prove to someone like me who's a gatekeeper, they're like, oh, they were taught certain foundational artistic elements, right? But now it's more important, can they apply it, if that makes sense, you know? So,
but, and we've also learned that, I think,
one of our last copywriters went to SCAD, by the way. We don't have to throw out names. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you didn't even remember that. And you guys work together every single day
for
years.
I don't.
You know, like, because it does, like it checks the box at the beginning of the journey, and then you don't need that anymore.
No.
I mean, when was the last time we did a resume?
You know? Also, we
that kind of thing.
You know, when you, and we've talked about this before, but when you, it's great that you went to art school and you worked on this project and you did it. But we always talk about how that world is very, very different in a lot of ways than the real world.
You mean the utopia of academia?
Yeah, the utopia of academia is very different than the real world of, I need this done tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're very different.
Yeah. Hey, I just got a call and we need this ad by tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, like,
exactly.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So that's, you know, again, it was an interesting question that was posed to me today.
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't really thought about it in a while, but very
well to,
and you know what the answer that he gave, his response was,
what's that?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
You just saved me a ton of money.
I mean, I don't want to throw any university under the bus,
but
I mean, why would you saddle yourself with another 100,000, 200,000 worth of, you know, whatever, right? Expenditures without having proven it. And I would say that, you know, I've got a pretty large family on one side of the family, and it's interesting to see as everybody grows up. And, you know, no one stays at the first job they ever started at, ever, you know?
Yeah.
But I think now more than ever, and especially with the advent of COVID, you know, and the ability to work remote more so than ever, right? There are more people, regardless of artistic industry or not, that are changing industries, right?
Sure.
It isn't like, oh, I became a doctor and now I'm a doctor. And then, oh, I'm going to go do something. Like, got it. Those guys are fine. But like, you know, if you're in these weird general business sort of, you know, you're over in this side, you're over in that, like you're flipping around so much. So like, why not go out and do a bunch of stuff and then figure out, hey, a graduate degree, I really want to teach. So the graduate degree is for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that was also part of the conversation that we had because, you know, he was, and I was sort of helping him through this idea that like, hey, you find what you love doing and that you and what you feel like you're good at doing.
Yeah.
And then go build a career around that.
Sure. Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And where he was very much
the lucky,
like,
ones that do that.
The lucky ones do that.
Yeah. Not everybody gets to do that.
And it was, you know, and I was saying, like my own experience was I knew I wanted to get into advertising. I didn't really know anything about it.
Yeah.
And I went in one door and realized that I needed to be on a different floor.
Yeah.
And
so you change.
And then you change and figure out where you belong.
Yeah, totally.
So nothing's set in stone.
Yeah, totally.
And you navigate and end up. The second, and we won't go down this road today, but the second question, which is interesting because we were talking about it here in the office this morning, was, okay, well, so this particular individual is learning animation and oh my gosh, the question was,
I know where you're going
with the rise of AI, is this going to be an outdated skill?
Yeah.
And I was absolutely not. This will not be an outdated skill. And we can debate that one until the cows come home, AI and its effect on the industry, but, or impact on the industry. But I did assure him that no, this is not, The machines are not going to render that skill set useless.
Not yet. Or ever.
I don't think they ever will.
Yeah. I don't want to take a hard pivot because that is a different podcast.
Right.
And Mike and I have talked about AI. You and I have talked about, I mean, it's not going away. We can keep talking about it. And yeah, it's another podcast, whatever. But yeah, it is a question that a concerned parent would probably want to ask, you know, about their young impressionable person coming out into this industry, you know, for sure. So,
well, and I also told, him, part of my answer to him was, hey, tell, it's a her, tell his daughter, tell your daughter to go find an internship.
Yeah, totally.
You just get in the door somewhere, wherever you can get in the door. So anyway, she starts tomorrow. She'll be here. Hey,
I'm okay. I'm okay with that. The more the merrier, because we have tons of time to help train interns.
I'm glad we agree on the answer. I think it makes sense. And it's always interesting to me to talk to people
outside of the industry.
We're so in our little bubble with work that when you talk to people outside of our industry that have questions like that always interesting.
Well, let's close the podcast then with what I teased earlier on the funny story about my neighbor who, incidentally, we had her as an intern. We had an intern from my neighbor, right? So, it was the same, I don't want to make assumptions, but the same kind of scenario. Well, wait a minute. We're a family of this, and then my child doesn't fit this, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, hey, you're a doctor, your son's a doctor, you know, your daughter, is suddenly like the artistic, what's happening here? Do you know what I mean?
There may be a tattoo in there somewhere.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, oh my God, you know, and are they going to be able to take care of themselves?
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, that's what you care about for your kids, you know, hey, can they have a successful participation without your involvement, right? I mean, we're not going to be around forever. So I'll never forget this. It was a really funny, funny moment. I've told the story to a few people. I don't think I've told on the podcast, but it was, you know, out in the front yard, hey, chit-chatting, but, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, you know, whatever. And then it was, hey, you know, like, this is going, like, she really wants to go to this art school, and I don't know what to do. And, like, we're kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I looked at him, and I won't share their names or anything, you know, but I looked at him, and I was like, hey, you know, I went to art school.
Right. You know who you're talking to, right?
And I'm your neighbor. You know, it was like, hey, man, hey, doctor, so-and-so, like, I bought the house next to you, you know, and I turned out okay. And it was funny because it was just, to your point about talking to people outside of the industry, it's like,
oh,
yeah, like the light bulb went off and was like, oh, wait a minute. They can make it. It's like,
it's going to be okay.
Yeah, and he's a doctor. Right. You know, I mean, he was a doctor.
It's going to be okay.
And it's like, yeah, I bought the house next to you, buddy. Like, you know, she's going to be all right. Like there are best practices and there, and you have to be just like you, you have to be good at your job, you know, that type of thing. Right. But it was really, really funny. And I was like, oh yeah, it's going to be okay. And then she interned over here, didn't know anything, which was hilarious. You know, we did the best. There is still the lasting, there's some work in the office that she did.
Yeah.
That's still here. Right. And then I think we got the note after she went to art school, and now she's up in New York kicking ass, but got the note that was like, man, I really didn't know anything when I was there, and thank you. And now I feel like now I'd do so much better because of the, you know, that it was really funny. So,
well, I think that's the general, you know, the sooner you can get in and start doing,
the better.
The better.
I totally agree.
And that's the best education of all, right? Is to get in and just start doing.
Agreed.
And
when they're ready to start doing, where can they find us?
Oh yeah, they can find us. Send all your resumes and applications to Don at mocktheagency.com.
Keep them coming, baby. I only get about 12 a day.
And if you send it and he doesn't respond to you, I would say within like 2 hours, just resend. Send it again. Send
absolutely.
It again.
Absolutely.
Of course, you can find us at mocktheagency.com or on any of the socials. We're not hard to track down. Just look for the two most handsome gentlemen on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.